AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. British Prime Minister David Cameron is expected to ask Parliament this week to allow the Royal Air Force to start hitting Islamic State targets in Syria. Cameron adds it's time for Great Britain to step up its actions against the militant group.
It's in our national interest that we degrade and destroy this dreadful organization and the terror that it has brought down against not just French citizens in Paris or Russian citizens over the Sinai Desert, but also against British citizens.
Planes from a French aircraft carrier staged their first airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria today. Belgian prosecutors say a fourth person faces terrorism charges related to the Paris attacks. The country remains on high alert as raids continue in Brussels and elsewhere as they look for a man who is thought to have been directly involved in the attacks. In France, police have found an explosive vest minus a detonator in a Paris suburb. More U.S. air raids over eastern Syria. These targeting one of the Islamic State's most important source of income, oil. AP's Bob Burns is at the Pentagon.
The U.S. military says that it used aircraft to destroy 283 tanker trucks that are used to transport oil in eastern Syria as part of a smuggling network that provides a very large portion of the Islamic State's resources.
The terrorist group is thought to be producing some 30,000 barrels a day in captured Syrian oil fields and a field in Iraq. Most of the crude is smuggled into Turkey, where it is sold at a cut rate. Police have charged a second man in the fatal shooting of an Indianapolis pastor's pregnant wife during an apparent home invasion. 18-year-old Larry Joe Taylor was arrested last night. He faces 13 charges, including murder, burglary, and robbery, in Amanda Blackburn's death on November 10th. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 25. This is AP Radio News. Home sales slip again. Here's Rita Foley.
The problem is money. Home prices have appreciated at more than double the gains in average hourly earnings. That requires buyers to set aside more savings for a down payment or bid more fiercely for the home they really want. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales are down 3.4% for October, a sign that would-be buyers are being shoved off to the real estate market sidelines. But one economist says he expects home sales to trend higher again, in part because of rising rents and good job growth. Rita Foley, Washington.
Deloitte Financial Services questioned 1,000 people about their holiday shopping plans. Retail Vice Chairman Rod Sides says a growing number of people have already wrapped it up.
More than half of the consumers, about 58% surveyed, have started their holiday spending already, and on average, 20% have already completed it.
Sides said sales could be up 4% this year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.